Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. My message this week is entitled, Let God Handle the Evildoers. My thought comes from a passage in Psalm 37, verses 1 and 2, where the psalmist says this, Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Psalm 37 has, for a long time, been one of my favorite passages of Scripture. Not only this first two verses, where it exposes our thought of revenge or vengeance upon those who do evil. All too often we get caught up and become the enemy of the evil doers instead of recognizing that God has a plan and a purpose even for them. If we had any doubt about this, think of Saul, the oppressor of the believers in the early New Testament church. He had the believers arrested, and subsequently many of them were tortured and died for the sake of Christ. But God was not finished with Saul. And on the road to Damascus, he met the Savior face to face. And he was blinded by the glory of the presence of the Lord. And he was transformed. And from one who persecuted, he became the one who was himself persecuted. And the psalmist back in Psalm 37, instead of trying to get evil men to receive what they deserve, here is what the psalmist says that we are to do. Trust in the Lord and do good. Rather than worrying about other people getting a payment for their evil deeds, we need to spend our time trusting in the Lord and doing good. And he says, then also dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. So we trust and we dwell and we enjoy. But he goes on, he says, delight yourself in the Lord. I wonder how many believers truly, honestly, delight themselves in the Lord. I've had so many people across the years of my counseling experience, they were looking for joy. They were looking for a way to delight in the Lord. And we do that by trusting in His Word. As we delight in Him, then He opens up doors of opportunity. He shows us things that we've never seen before. So we trust in the Lord, we delight in the Lord, and then there's a third thing that we need to do, commit our way to the Lord and trust in Him. When we quit trying to steer ourselves and allow the Lord to give the direction of our life in the right way that it should go, we can see that it's well and good and wise to commit our way to the Lord. We trust in Him, and now He will do what we have never been able to do for ourselves. How many times do we try to steer the old ship of our life only to have it crash on the rocks of the things of this world? But remember, this world is not our home. We're merely passing through. We do not need to worry about what other people are receiving, whether they receive far more than we think they deserve. But I want to tell you something that I have learned, and that is money never satisfies. I once heard of a very wealthy man, and I'm not sure if it was one of the big tycoons, Woolworth or J.P. Getty or who it might happen to be, and someone asked them, how much money would it take to satisfy you? And the answer, the response was, just a little bit more. And we see this so frequently. Those from the Hollywood scene or other entertainment or sports figures or prominent people who have great, great wealth beyond any calculation of our means, and yet they're never satisfied. And time again, we hear that they have taken their own life. Why? Because the things of this world never bring satisfaction. It's only the things of the Spirit of God that truly will satisfy the longing of the human heart. Don't envy those that you see receiving the accolades and the monetary rewards, because they never will satisfy. I remember a prisoner one time that I visited in jail. And he said, you know, I was just in my cell and I was thinking, I have this Bible. It's mine. It has my name in it. I have this sweater. I have my shoes. I think I have a change of clothing when I'm released. And he said, you know, I thought to myself, before I ended up here in jail, I had a house, I had a family, I had a boat, I had a car, I had toys, I had a motorcycle. And he said, I feel more wealthy now than I've ever felt before in my life, because now I have Jesus. Do you have Jesus? Does he truly satisfy? If not, I urge you right now to find that satisfaction that only the Lord can provide. And let God handle all the evildoers in your life. Don't try to do it yourself. Commit your way to him, and he will direct your paths. Heavenly Father, I pray that we might more and more realize that we can never be in control of our life. It has to be you who control our life. And I pray, Lord, that as you control our life, that we might have a new understanding of what the real joy of the Lord is all about. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today. Be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.